Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hello, everybody. This is Deckheads with Anna and Nick, usually, but unfortunately in this episode, Nick is not here. I know you guys are like, what the hell happened? Nick couldn't watch the episode. It's a long story. Something came up. The guy is living life. I almost said COVID. I don't know why. He doesn't have COVID. But yeah, so I'm here by myself, but don't worry. I have a great guest to cover this episode with me. So we are talking Below Deck Season 8, Episode 12 on this episode. And I have a great guest. She was on one time before. So this is our a repeat guest, if you will. And she was great. And I loved her so much on the show that I was like, I got to get her back on ASAP. She gets the whole vibe, the whole reality TV vibe. A fun person to recap with. So I am joined again by Lydia Popovich.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here, and especially in, you know, this episode of Need. What a blessing. I'm saddened by not having Nick on air, but I also fully understand COVID. That is the default. Default? I don't even know how to say words anymore. That's like the default excuse. I feel like you can just walk in anywhere and be like, COVID, and they're like, you're late, you're dressed wrong, sounds great.
Yeah.
So
it is.
We get it, man.
I mean, what are you gonna do? It is what it is. He's not here. He will be missed. Hopefully he'll be back on the next episode. But until then, let's talk about this episode. Yeah. Episode 12.
There's no shortage of things to talk about. So, you know, I think we're going to be just fine.
Oh, I know. This was a good episode. Rachel never seems to
like
blow me away.
I mean, straight up, I'm not going to lie. Like, my love for Rachel between last episode and this episode has only grown stronger. It's grown so strong. I went on a full deep dive. Like, what can I find out about Rachel Hargrove? Mm-hmm. Like, what is she doing right now? I wasn't following her on social media. I now do. I even dug up her episode of freaking America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Watched that 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need more. I want to know because I listened to the last episode. You guys did as well. And I was equally excited by the walking after midnight. Google it. Let's go. Like, that's just
Google
it. This episode started with Google it. Let's go. I was like, see, this is gold.
I know. She's just damn good TV. I know she clearly her drinking turns into like kind of an evil vibe. But like, she's great TV, though. You got to admit, she's such good TV.
She knows she's good TV. But here's the funny thing that I think is hilarious. Like, she doesn't make any excuses for her drinking. She just says, I don't get hangovers.
Yeah.
She's obviously a nightmare. Everyone who's around her says she's a nightmare. I mean, we have the footage. We saw it. It's a nightmare. I'm not saying I would enjoy it if I was with her. Mm-hmm. I like watching it, you know, so I'm empathetic. But something I found out about Miss Rachel that struck me as fascinating is she currently touts herself as an Ayurvedic healer.
Right. I remember her briefly mentioning it at the beginning.
Which I'm like, which is this fucking Hatha Pitta? Like, what, where does excessive binge alcohol drinking come in on the Ayurveda scale? Like, I'm really, really curious. Like, I want her to tell me how excessive alcoholism really works into Ayurvedic healing.
Right. I don't know. Like, she is so interesting to me in the sense like she will heal you through her food, but she will destroy herself.
Right?
That's a tough, that's tough for me. I also like, I would like to know her maybe off the, like another part of me is like, is it because coronavirus is spreading? Is she just stressed out that she's on a TV show? Like, is there a lot of pressure because clearly she says she's not sleeping well enough? You know, she has to cook for all these people. Like, I don't know exactly what it is.
I also feel like, you know how sometimes, like, when you are at work, you're a different person than when you're not at work? So, like, maybe this is just, like, chef boat Rachel.
Yeah.
Right? Like sea rules. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the old days, they're like, yeah, man, like, I'm not gay because I'm on a boat. Like, maybe she's living some, like, this is, like, I'm not Ayurvedic now because, like, I'm on the boat.
Right.
Like, I'm cooking meals. Like, I'm in chef mode. So, like, I'm just going to be the most savage chef I know how to be. Because chefs, I mean, they like to party. They do. They like to get wasted. Their schedules are unconventional. But, I mean, she's really inspirational. Just taking it there.
I am. Is Ayurvedic, is that the one where you're healing through, like, food? Did I just make that up? I don't even know.
No, you're right. It's basically all about, it's about food and body and movement. So basically the concepts are that, like, every food has, like, a temperature range.
Okay.
And according to your personal body, like, you need more wind, more air. It's, like, tied to the elements and also temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's, like, Kapha, Pitta, Hatha, something else. But basically these four elements. So you have to create a diet based on, like, what your body needs. It's really similar to the idea of chi, of, like, balancing your chi. But it's done through what you eat and what you drink. So some people, it's only advised that, like, they only drink hot liquids. Some people only drink cold liquids. Like, you should have more foods that are warm. You should have more grains. It's like this whole thing that has to do with, like, heat and temperature and the time of the day you eat and fasting. And, like, it's really intense. Like, it's not something you just kind of casually slink into. Like, it's pretty, it's a whole situation. Like, you change your whole life. That's why I'm like, this doesn't add up for me. Like,
yeah, sounds like she's preaching it, but not living it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, I guess,
she took the don't get high on your own supply very seriously. She's like, I will help you.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, I will help you, but I'm slowly killing myself.
Oh my God. Truly, truly fascinating.
Well, we'll get into it further. So yeah, so we start the episode again at the beach club, Catherine's Beach Club, where Rachel is drunk as fuck with the band. Eddie is so embarrassed. Eddie just, like, can't handle it. He's so embarrassed that he has to walk it off. He just, like, leaves. He's like, I can't witness this any further.
But I love that Eddie has, like, his full dad grumbles, right? Like, he's his body, whole body language, but he's also just, like, under his breath, but not under his breath. Like, oh God, I can't believe.
Yeah. He's pissed. He's just so pissed. He is, like, a total dad. He's got the, like, kind of dad vibe of, like, he's got his jokes, and then he's got his unchecked anger.
Like, I mean, if you really are paying attention, he's straight up turning into Captain Lee. Like, he's getting there.
Yeah.
Like, this is how it starts. Yeah. Like, you have a whole series of grumbles, and then you start getting catchphrases. And then once that lexicon gets locked down, I feel like that's when, like, you have to make a hairstyle and also a gold chain choice, something in that area.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to start wearing jewelry. That's what I'm really looking for. Eddie, give me a necklace. You know what I mean? Give me a charm bracelet, something.
Some gold jewelry, just, like, chest open gold jewelry.
Yes,
so exactly. Tan, just the tannest chest you've ever seen.
Just that leather baseball mitt. I love that. I love that. Show me if the sea loves you.
So Eddie walks off and Francesca has to go and get Rachel off the stage, and she is able to get her off the stage, which I was surprised by. I was like, Rachel seems set on singing. What is the song? Midnight, Walking at Midnight or something?
Walking After Midnight.
Like Walking After Midnight. Yeah. It's just so funny. Google it. Let's go.
Yeah. Again, with what? Where are they Googling? There's not an Alexa near. Like, there's not. It's so, and it's also kind of insulting to be like, to assume like, oh, maybe you don't know this standard song. Like, okay, Rachel. I want someone to walk into her kitchen and just be like, shrimp canapes. Google it. Let's go.
Like, Google it. Let's go. I'm looking for mozzarella sticks. Google it. Let's go.
Yeah. Buffalo chicken wings. Actually, scratch that. Lemon pep.
Google it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Google it. Let's go. Yeah. So the band just stares at her blankly. They're like, no, honey, get off the stage. So, yeah, Francesca gets her off the stage and she immediately passes out. Rachel is out cold.
Hardcore. Snoring asleep.
Yeah.
for several hours, untouched.
Dead weight.
Looks like she's using the reservation sign as an actual pillow, which is just gold. I don't know if you clocked that, but like there's a scene where she's literally got it like tucked under half of her head. And I was like, I had to pause it. And I was like, oh, yes. Good job. Once again, the Bravo camera team really making it happen.
I don't even know what to say. Like, there's a point where she wakes up again and someone's like offering her like a key lime pie. And she's like, thank you.
That is actually one of my favorite things. Like, I wrote down in my notes as I was watching that. And I was like, that's perfect. Yeah. Like, much like Rachel, I am similar. Like, if I am sleeping, do not bother me unless you have snacks. Yeah. Like, I will wake from the dead if there's snacks. Like, you can walk past me and I'll be like, hold on. Is that a shrimp tempura? What do you got there? A key lime pie? Yeah. Come back. They're like, man, come back to life
like a mummy, just like, where is it?
Exactly. But I'm sad that they didn't show what I know happened, which is her shoving that into her face literally as she's lying back down.
Yeah.
Like, she for sure did lay down eating, which is the laziest of all eating. It's also the best.
It is interesting that, like, while she's such a great chef, she doesn't really discriminate with other people's food. Like, she'll just eat it.
No, she's just ready. She's down. She's down to go. I think she just has low standards where she's just like, I don't want this fancy shit that I cooked all day. Like, it's like when you cook a really big meal and then you're not hungry when people come over to eat it. And you're like, are you okay? Do you want this? I've had 900 bites of this. I have no interest in eating this anymore.
Yeah, I do wonder what she eats herself.
What is she making? I mean, well, she's Ayurvedic. We know that. So maybe it's just a series of air shakes or something. And then she puts that with all the alcohol. Maybe that's her recipe. Maybe I'm being negative. Maybe she needs that alcohol.
Huh. Yeah, Lydia, you're being really negative.
I am. I should be more open-minded.
This poor woman trying to kill herself, you're being very negative towards her.
Yeah, I'm being so short-sighted.
So she wakes up for a snack. But anyway, Elizabeth and James are hanging out together because Elizabeth feels ostracized by Francesca. And she's like, I feel like I can't go over there because she'll like give me a look that says like, what are you doing here? But it's like, well, it seems like you and James are having a good time for now. So,
yeah, it also seems like she's looking for an excuse just to be alone with James so she can just consistently talk about the relationship she doesn't have.
Right. Well, James says he feels like he can talk to Elizabeth about anything, and she's like fun and makes him smile, but like, the future is not looking good.
Woof. I also am impressed with how visibly drunk she starts to look before anyone besides Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, she seems to be slurring early in this day, already slurring, which is like, Elizabeth, honey, slow down.
I guess the key is, as Rachel said, drink the espresso martinis.
Right? Like, and then you just stay alert. Like,
yeah.
I cannot imagine. I mean, I've had an espresso martini before. They're delicious, but it's so sweet that like as soon as you're done with it, I can't imagine being like, yeah, let me have seven more of those.
Yeah. You have to like go back and forth between like a normal cocktail, espresso martini, normal cocktail. Just like, I feel like the espresso martini will just keep you up, like your head up. The rest, what you're saying, what you're slurring, that's out of control. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's the catalyst for bad discussions. Like, that seems to be the consistent across all of these seasons of Below Deck also is the espresso martini. Mm-hmm. Like, no one has unlocked that is the drink to chaos because exactly what you just said. You are rev the fuck up on espresso, but then you have a hardcore depressant is the other half of it. All alcohol. Like,
yeah,
but that's not a good mix. That can't be good. That cannot.
I know. It is basically just like doing cocaine. It's like when you hang out with your friends, you do cocaine and you're like, can you chill the fuck out? I don't want to talk to you about this.
I used to like drinking as much as the next person. I don't drink nearly as much as I did. Mm-hmm. But like, even when I was really in the height of my boozing, like you kind of have to know your limits. Like if you have to drink a stimulant drink to stay awake long enough so that you can get drunk.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't be at the bar.
Yeah.
I knew people that were slamming Red Bulls and vodkas and they're like, yeah, otherwise I don't get drunk. And I'm like, oh, because you're an alcoholic, you can't stay awake long enough to drink the amount of alcohol? Guys.
That's a problem.
Writing's on the wall.
That's a problem. I mean, it's also like I have similar Rachel vibes when I black out. I just become an asshole. I'm a monster. I've made poor choices drinking a lot. And, you know, after a while, I had a few friends be like, you suck, dude.
Suck, yeah.
And I had to be like.
And is that humiliating when somebody, like, your friends tell you that? And you're like, wait, me? I thought I was fun. And they're like, no, we tolerate you.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the energy I was getting. And so I was like, yeah, I guess I'll drink less. And it, I mean, of course, self-control is very hard in these situations. And especially like, I don't know what it's like to work on a fucking super yacht.
Absolutely. Right. And I don't know. I mean, in Elizabeth's defense, I can't even possibly know like what the horniness must feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like you can probably even like, you can't even rub one out properly because there's somebody literally right below you.
Exactly.
Like, we definitely know you can't fuck in the cabin because that smells like a manky feral mess as you described. And I wouldn't anticipate it would smell otherwise. So she's super horny. She's super lonely. Right.
And Francesca's being a dick to her.
Like, super being a dick to her. You know, her smoky quartz has definitely run out of charge. Like, yeah, there's no way that smoky quartz has. I mean, that thing was on fumes two episodes ago, you know. So she doesn't really have anything to do right now besides like, let me just drink this because I feel so nervous about all this love that I want to put into James.
I
can't even handle sitting next to him.
Exactly.
I want to fuck him on this beach and I can't.
I know. I feel bad for her, even though she's somewhat of a dummy, but like, she has a good heart, but she just is like, she's missing a few things.
Yeah. Well, she also, you can tell like she needs a man to validate her. She really does just need someone to tell her that she's beautiful. Like, there's nothing that she wants more right now than to be validated by James. That's all, like, as a very pretty girl on the middle of the ocean, like she's really just like dying for that. And it's actually was cracking me up because she's laying there and she's already talking about getting proposed to all slurry drunk. And I'm listening to her talk about, like, she's fucked this guy twice, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe twice?
Well, we know for sure they spent one full night together, basically.
They definitely fucked once, at least, right?
Yeah.
Maybe twice. Let's give them twice just to say there's maybe somewhere different to screw, right?
Right.
And she's already talking about being married. And I was just like, oh my gosh, is Elizabeth Darcy? Like, this is giving me very Darcy 90 Days vibes. Where she's just like, she is like, please propose to me and break. Like, she's setting herself up to get shit on.
Right.
Like, I just see it happening. And I'm just like, man, I want her to call Darcy and just like get some support during these certainly trying times. Cause there's no way on this next episode, he's not going to take a big shit on her.
Yeah, I'm not I
see that coming. What else is going to happen? He's going to come around and be like, oh, you're right, Liz. Like, he's looking for an out.
Yeah. And he's got so much emotional baggage, but.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
While at the beach club, we also learned that Rob lost his best bud recently due to a lot of drugs. And he was like, yeah, he would always sit at the sunset and howl at it. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And he says, don't take life for granted because it's a beautiful, beautiful adventure and you have to experience it as it comes. And everyone's just sitting there like, yeah, totally, Rob. But I was like, Jesus, dude, are you okay?
Where's your brother? Rob's okay. That's what I was thinking too. Every time he's, I mean, I know this is edited, but like, it seems like every third time he opens his mouth, it's something real sad.
Well, yeah, he's like, I'm used to being alone. I don't know how to talk to women. I don't know how to talk to anyone. I'm not very good at socializing. I used to be whatever, like very lonely. My brother zipped me up in a suitcase and left me at a park. Like all this stuff where you're like, what? Are you okay?
My best friend died because of a lot of drugs. Does that mean that you did drugs? Does that mean you didn't do drugs? Like, dude, like just trauma. Trauma.
I feel bad for him. Even though he seems like, that's the thing is like, but like outside of these stories, he seems like very well adjusted. Like he seems normal.
He does. He seems like a very nice, very chill guy. And like, truly, I do wish that Francesca would just suck his dick because like she needs to calm down and like he needs to get some confidence. Like I feel like they definitely need some like, hey guys, I need you to go talk to each other and tell each other you're beautiful and just let go a little bit because you guys are both super fucking tightly wound and you don't need to be.
Yeah. I think they would be good for each other to like have as like hookup release people.
Yeah.
Like just, Francesca needs to fucking come so she can chill out on Elizabeth.
Dude, big time. And because Elizabeth's the dummy. But like, come on, dude. Like you can't have 5-star expectations of a dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, it feels like she does do her job. That's the problem. It's like Elizabeth seems like she's doing her job. She just like misses a few things here and there, which is just like not OK. But I'm like, dude, have you seen some of the stews that have been on this show? Like you are lucky to have Elizabeth.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it's also or just like, I don't know, make some signs like,
yeah,
you're doing the same shit over and over. So if you have to keep telling her the same shit, then like maybe save like you're printing out menus. So maybe just print out a thing and be like, hey, changing all the laundry means this. Like, maybe you need to look at how effective of a leader you're not being.
Yeah.
Because if you literally have to like give her a bird seed's worth of information, she's probably like, I'm just going to wait for her to tell me how she wants it. Because if I do it the way I think it needs to be done, she's not going to like it anyway. Like, yeah. I kind of am starting to get where she's coming from, where I feel for her. Like, I want her to win, but she can't win if somebody's just fucking not telling her how to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Also, she was, again, promoted prematurely. So that was kind of, that whole situation was just a dick move.
Yeah, for
promote
real.
Her and then be well, like,
there's just so many ways you can like give feedback to people. Like, she could have Ashling do it for her. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not coming directly from her all of the time. Like, there's so many better ways that she could handle that. Or she could just be like, hey, sister, girlfriend, like, do that shit. Lean in and be like, I love you, girl, and I want you to win. Like, I don't know. I think Francesca just wants someone to bitch at a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs really like a bit of a scapegoat. Yeah.
I'm just like, if she's not holding someone under a thumb, she's not feeling great about herself.
Yeah. So back at the beach, they're getting ready for dinner and Rachel's really drunk and she overhears James joking about marrying Elizabeth for a green card. And Rachel's like, fucking asshole, and wanders off. And then Elizabeth gets a little upset. She's like, it's not funny to joke about. Like, because I guess and on the after show, she says that James couldn't come to America like at all or something like that because he didn't have a like, I was like, he can't even like get a travel visa. I don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I guess they were joking to marry each other so he could come to the U.S. and visit. I don't know. But Rachel, again, very wasted. And she's like screaming at dinner, like, can we get an order? Can we get some order? Can we order our food? And everyone's like horrified by her. And then she's like, I'm bored. And then like immediately
she fully has turned into like the charter guest she hates.
She's a mess. She's just a mess in this at this dinner, which is, you know, to me funny. But if I was part of her team, her crew, and she was doing this, I might not feel the same. But I also like don't really get embarrassed by other people's drunk behavior. I have a problem where I like encourage it because I just find it so funny. Because like to me, it's like there's nothing to me. It's like, why be embarrassed being the one thing that like America like encourages so heavily, which is to drink. Like
the thing
drinking,
we're known for.
Yeah, that's like what we do. I mean, yes, they drink maybe more in Europe, but like everyone's so much more like to got their shit together. Like America is a shit show. We are a known shit show. So why do we need to be embarrassed when we're being a shit show? Like at this point, it's like, who cares? You guys are also being filmed. Like it is what it is. You can be like, I'm so embarrassed. And it's like, you're so embarrassed. Don't go on a reality show. Because it is
what it
is.
That's the part that cracks me up. Because I'm like, you guys are not just like at a dinner with friends.
Yeah.
You are on a reality TV show. So you should be thanking her for getting drunk enough so that you guys have something to talk about. Even though it's incredibly boring to her. And she's saying so.
Yeah.
You're making that dinner. Because I've been to those dinners in real life and nobody was taping. Where like two of your friends are so wasted that like one of them has to be taken away to talk to another one.
Yeah.
And consoled. And like their meals are sitting there. And you have to get their meals boxed up. And like, I always am just like so thankful to that person who decides to go with that drunk person to sit outside and watch them smoke 9 cigarettes and talk about absolutely nothing.
Like, I can't believe they said that. Like, it's just like nonsense.
Just exactly. Like, I know that's like, but I love that. Like, my mom is just like not listening to me and I don't even understand. And I told Christy I didn't want to come. And she was like, but Christy, we love you. And I'm like, it's going to be weird because it's Christy. And then you're like, oh my God. Like that, like I fucking, like that's one of the reasons I love not being in my 20s anymore. Because like, people in their 40s don't try to have big dinners like that anymore. We're just like, hey, listen, let's just have cocktails. Come over for some wine. Let's just keep like, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And also they're on a beach club. So like there's sand on the ground. Like you're not at a fine dining establishment. You guys are on literally a beach club that people have been getting shit faced all day. And then they're trying to sober up so that they don't puke off of a boat.
Yeah, to me, I was like, this is, how do you say, not a big deal to me, like, at all. Who cares? We'll survive. You'll all survive. You'll go back to the boat and just work and whatever. But it's like, they're just so, like, mortified. And it's like, you're on a reality show. That's the point.
Yeah, it's you're going to get embarrassed. And actually, this is relatively mild.
Yeah, it really is. She's just like,
but like so much worse.
She could be flipping the fucking table. She really could be flipping the fucking table. And you should be grateful she's not.
Oh, yeah.
But
not a glass was broken.
No,
not an item was spilled. Like the Real Housewives would never. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah. They would literally flip a table. But
literally.
So also, here's the thing. This is the part where it gets a little shady, which I thought was kind of shitty. But like, Rachel's so drunk, she's talking shit about James to Elizabeth in front of James, which I was like, now this is cold-blooded.
Cold-hearted shit. And Elizabeth is like very light, like, oh, don't say that. But like, yeah. Why are you saying that? Wait, how come you feel that way? Like, and poor James. I really felt for James. Poor James is sitting there just taking it.
Like, yeah.
Because also, what is he supposed to do? He can't fight back in any of those situations without looking like an asshole.
No. No.
Like, well, I was actually very impressed with how he handled it. Like, he charged, like, to largely ignore it.
Yeah.
He excused himself. He said one shitty remark to Rachel about, like, do you want your dishes washed? Which I thought was like, that's good to remind him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to fucking wash your dishes in the galley anymore. Which is understandable, because she's actively being like, he's a piece of shit, Elizabeth. He's a piece of shit. It's just like, dude. But then, like, I didn't see Elizabeth agreeing with her. She was just being like, why are you doing this?
Yes, that's where I think I understand, though. He was getting upset because I think he was, if she's so all day like, oh, I want to marry you, you need to marry me. And then she's just like, I think you're being harsh, instead of like, that's my man. He's going to be my husband. And I'm not going to have you talk about him like that.
Yeah.
Like, she was not being assertive in any way. You know, she went to console her. It almost looked like she was like, Elizabeth got up from the table and walked her away from the table.
Right.
You know, to go have a conversation about it, I guess. But I feel for James. And also, like, James is kind of like a girl. Like, James wants a big showy. You know what I mean? If she would have defended him, I feel like he would have been like, I'm going to eat your pussy all the way back to the boat. You know what I mean? But she was too drunk and too wrapped up, and I think was just excited that someone was talking to her about James.
Right. And I think a part of me is like, I don't think she was fully cognizant. Like, she was drunk. So she was like, what? What are you doing? Like, I don't think she was ready in that moment for what was like being given to her. So like, I would have been shocked too. Like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, why are you doing this? Like, I would have been like, hey, bitch, shut your goddamn mouth when you talk about my man. You know, like, I would not have.
But it seemed like it was going on for like a while. Like, at first you're catching on. But then like, at the point where you step away from a table to go have a conversation so long that like your meal is still there and needs to be boxed up. At some point, there should have been an assertion. And not that it needs to be loud and showy, but like, at that point, I feel like I would have been like, okay, I've tried my best. I don't feel comfortable talking to you about this. You need to sit over here. I'm going to go finish my dinner with my boyfriend or whatever. You know what I mean? With the rest of our team. Like, they're just, but then again, she's shit-faced. So I don't even know if she can put those storylines together.
No.
I think she was just as shit-faced, if not more shit-faced than Rachel. So like, it's not fair to expect her to act rationally. Right? Because she's not. She's fucking wasted. And someone's going crazy. And I think she was just more concerned also about Rachel not liking her.
Right.
Like, I just want to be liked by everyone.
Yeah, that's true. She is very people-pleasy. Like, she doesn't really stand up for herself in that regard. That's a good point. So of course, Elizabeth gets in trouble by the rest of the crew for trying to defend James and talk Rachel down. And now James says the whole situation has turned him off Elizabeth now. So they head back to the boat. Yeah, they like crashed for the night. And Francesca says she's very happy that they don't have to deal with drunk Rachel on charter and only on whatever days out. Which is
like, yeah, she's not drunk at work. I mean, when you think about all the other shit show chefs that were fucking shithoused, like, or just rude or mean, it's like, you know what? She's a handful off boat, but like on boat, she's fine. So,
I know. The thing is, like, she's just so good at what she does. It's hard for me to be like, she's out of control. Cause I'm like, well, if I was maybe that much of like a creative genius when it comes to cooking, I might be an asshole too.
Yeah, man. And she's also fucking carrying the show.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's kind of like, I'm going to see how wild I can act. Like, how ridiculous can I be before someone really tells me to calm the fuck down?
Exactly.
Because I also assume they're not paying for anything.
I have no idea how these, like, how dinners work and stuff. Because, like, Rob at one point, like, orders caviar. And I'm like, damn, dude.
Right? I was like, oh, you just, okay, cool. Didn't you just get a shitty tip because fucking Dolores didn't throw down and you got fucking caviar money? All right.
Yeah. I don't know how, though, that shit works. I'll look it up. Let's take our first quick break and we'll be right back after this. And we're back.
Wee-wee.
So yeah, everyone went to bed and it is officially the next day. New charters coming.
Love those twinkles.
Rachel says she can't remember anything because she drank a ton. No shit. And she drank while she was like exhausted, which is always a recipe for disaster for her. And I'm like, you don't say. But of course she doesn't get hungover. So whatever. No big.
I don't believe that. I just don't believe it.
I don't get
maybe
how.
Maybe it's a state of mind.
I just think maybe she like drinks a little more in the morning and
just a little hair of the dog, couple shots to tamp that down.
Because there's no such thing as not getting, like, what do you mean you don't get hangovers? Your body is different. Like, are you an alien?
what exactly. Does that mean? That's because like people say, oh, when I was younger, I didn't get hungover. And I'm like, no, I always got hungover. Every single time I've ever drank, I've always been hungover.
Yeah,
it's varying degrees.
And the more sugary drinks I get, the worse it is. Like. Are you kidding me? Like, you just don't feel these effects?
Well, that's why I'm like, espresso martinis. God, that's exactly why I said that about them. Like, the hangover I can imagine from that. Like, I used to power swill down Cosmopolitans, and that's pretty sweet, too. And then I was like, oh, yeah, just cut back on the juice, and it's less sugar. And then I was like, oh, now you're just drinking vodka by the gallon. This is terrible. Ugh.
I have to do my research on that because I don't get it. I need to meet more people who don't get hungover and like interview them because I don't believe this shit.
Yeah, I think she's lying. Or I think you're right. I think she's having a little snizzle for the nizzle in the morning and just, you know, keeping it moving. You know what I mean?
Which I feel like
a couple swigs out of the cooking sherry never hurt anybody.
Yeah. And I think like when you drink as much as she does, like that's not going to affect your work and I don't think.
Mm-mm.
But
a little bit.
No. But yeah, so Izzy's still sick. So Eddie sends her to the doctor and Elizabeth feels bad that James doesn't think she would stand up for him. So she apologizes to him and he accepts. But like he in his interview is like, I don't trust her anymore, but I'm not going to tell her that because I don't want to create drama. So he's just to her face being like, thanks for the apology. And so she thinks they're okay. But it's like, what are you just tell her the truth.
Just
be like,
it.
I have a shit ton of baggage. So this really fucked me up. I don't know. That was strange.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for like not expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Or it's like if you obviously are hurt by it and you have any intentions of sharing time with that person, just say it. Just fucking say it. Be like, hey, man, that really bummed me out. I didn't appreciate it. Or, hey, I appreciate you saying that, but I'm still bummed out about it. So give me some time.
Or just be like, look, like I've been shaded like this in the past. So it's going to be hard for me to trust you again. Instead of making her think everything's okay. So she's out here like, James in her head.
Just fucking polishing brass, thinking it's something else, you know?
Yeah. Ugh. So like Rachel goes out for provisions and when she comes back, she's like radioing people to help and no one will respond because they're mad at her. And so Captain Lee can hear all this.
Classic Captain Lee response.
Yeah. And he's like, no one answering their radio really pisses me off. It's my number one thing. Always answer your radio. So that leads to a meeting with Eddie and Francesca and Captain Lee, in which Eddie tells Captain Lee that Rachel's drinking and anger is an issue. And Captain Lee, being Captain Lee, is like, look, bitch, she's good at her job.
He basically is like, so what you're telling me is she's a chef and I don't frankly give a fuck what's happening off the boat. I barely give a fuck what's happening when you guys are on the boat.
Yeah.
Corona. And then he throws it in. Corona means, what do you want to do? Get someone in here that's not going to be a great chef. And then we got problems. And
we can't
risk then it. I love that they pan to Francesca's face and she's like totally nodding like, fuck. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Which is like, and Eddie's just still kind of like, fucking hate this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly's just like, look, she's the fucking best. So maybe she fucking punches you when she's drunk. That's just what we get used to, okay? Because this is fucking motor yacht life. Nothing matters. Problematic issues. Don't worry about it. We'll just brush it under the rug. Everything's okay. We'll talk about it at the reunion.
And you're like, oh, okay. Wow, cool. Thanks, Lee. I also love it because like he's ate so much of her food. How many fucking meals has Captain Lee been to this?
He's gotta
season?
Go to every dinner.
Every dinner now, where he's just like, yeah, man, let me have that. I love these little pans. I love this lobster.
Well, that's the thing. Captain Lee's a celebrity now.
He likes the way his strawberries get sliced.
Yeah, he's a celebrity now. So everyone wants him at their dinners. Like, you're always going to be like, and Captain Lee will join us? Because you just want this, like, person who you've, like, watched or have heard tell of, like, at your dinner. So Captain Lee knows damn well the situation, and he is not going to have another, Kevin or I'm trying to think who else. Ben was good. Kevin was good, but Kevin had his moments of fucking up.
Yeah.
Once you hit Rachel, it's very hard to be like, let's risk. Like he says it, like we can't risk bringing another person in and having them being straight up shit.
I mean, it could be, what was that lady's name that was from Russia who was like Mila. A five-star chef, but like, yeah.
What if Mila applies? Mila. And gets in?
Yeah. You could get a Mila who like doesn't know how to use a microwave, but is like, yeah. I copied my, like a resume out of MS Word for chef. It looked great.
Yeah.
I just went with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, no gays. And you're like, what the fuck is your problem, dude?
Cool.
Like, fuck you and Putin, dude. Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so Rachel stays and gets to, I guess, emotionally abuse Eddie some more. And so Elizabeth and Ash are sitting in the crew mess and James comes out and he winks and like air kisses Ash in front of Elizabeth. Which is like
strange,
what?
Right?
Yeah.
Also, but not strange.
Yeah.
Super childish, a classic neg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like classic negging behavior. Yeah. Like, let me just divert some attention. I know that Elizabeth loves attention. I'm mad at her. Like, that's some passive aggressive bullshit, though.
I didn't like it. It was also weird because Ash was like, what? Like,
yeah, she was she felt really uncomfortable. She was like, ew, don't bring me into this crap. I'm not. I never wanted to fuck him in the first place. I'm trying to fuck the weird boy on the weird son on this trip.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. James is weird because sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe he gets it. Or like, maybe he's a nice guy because he seems to speak like he is. And then he'll just go and his actions are just trash. So
I think he's just a young man. He just, you know what I mean? You can tell he's been babied. Like he's just, he needs to grow up. He just needs to grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
And he needs to have some things not go his way.
Let me tell you, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So Izzy comes back from the doctor and we learn that she has a double kidney infection, a UTI and strep throat.
All I can say is when Eddie's like, drink the water. I'm like, can you give everybody water breaks? Cause that all of those things come from not drinking water.
Well, like, I've had,
what is she drinking seawater? What is she drinking?
I had strep throat at the beginning of quarantine, which made me think I had COVID, but it was just a really bad case of strep throat. It felt like knives in my throat.
Yeah.
Like knives. How do you casually have strep throat and a UTI? Which, by the way, when I have a UTI.
Also feels like knives.
Yes. I can't do anything. I can't lay down. I can't walk around. I'm so upset the whole time. And a double kidney infection? What the fuck? Or would they try to kill Izzy?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, does she just been drinking salt water? Like, I don't understand. Like, that is terrible. I mean, and obviously she has existing issues. So, like, her body probably, you know, inflammates rather quickly. But holy crap. How is she, like, pulling lines and, like, walking around and, like, polishing shit and, like, blowing up things and, like, dealing with Dolores?
Yeah. Which means they probably gave her some strong as fuck antibiotics.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
That shit out quick.
Big time, which also some of those things make you really light sensitive. So now I'm super worried about her skin. I'm like, I want her to be wearing like rash guards, like all the way down. I'm like, poor baby. Oh
Izzy's
my God.
She's a trooper. After learning all that and she was still trying to work, that's a fucking trooper. She's a good deckhand.
Big time. Big time.
Man.
Can you imagine even going to the beach with a UTI? The idea of even a grain of sand anywhere near my pussy just fucking makes me want to double over and die. And that bitch spent a whole day laying in the sun next to drunk Rachel.
Yeah, I would die.
She's like, no, I'm getting the screen time. Yeah. I agreed to do this fucking dumbass shit. You are not going to put me in a bunk.
Well, if they were like, you have to stay back. I'm like, a beach club, though. I think I'll go to the beach
I'll be
club.
Fine. Yeah. I'll lay on the beach. Yeah. Oh, you want me to stay in this stinky ass boat that I've been on for six weeks? No. Yeah. No, I'm with her. I'm with her. But what a fucking, oh my God. Yeah. That's a gnarly report. And I guess like what a way to come back, be like, yeah, by the way, this is what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, like, I've got the flu.
Yeah. I guess it's better than Corona.
Yeah.
But still.
Oh my God.
So it's the next charter meeting with Eddie, Francesca, Rachel, and Captain Lee. We have this couple, Chris and Erica from Friendswood, Texas. It's a full family coming on with a 4-pound Yorkie named Gigi. Unfortunately, I don't have Nick here to ask about the likes and dislikes, and I didn't write them down, but It's unfortunate. They seem decently easygoing. They want a cowboy-themed dinner party the first night, and they want Captain Lee to join them for dinner both nights. And Francesca says she doesn't know much about Texas other than they have cool hats. So,
oh, and don't forget, she says that they like ranch and root beer, which right. I don't know where she got those two facts. but I love hearing what like people from other countries sort of hold on to, where she's yeah. like cool hats, ranch dressing, root beer, Texas. Yes. Like ranch and root beer over barbecue. I want Big Barbecue to know that Big Ranch has got a better marketing campaign.
I know. And I love ranch, and I live in California, never lived in Texas. So
same. I mean, I kind of think of ranch as an American thing, you know?
Yeah, it's not just Texas. Yeah, barbecue yeah. is Texas. Ranch is American. Get out of here.
Ranch is for everyone. Ranch yeah. is America. Let's go.
Ranch is Google like California.
yeah.
Ugh, weird. Yeah, well, I guess Australia. To us, we're all just like, do you want your Vegemite?
yeah. Oh, you know what? They always want to put shit on the Barbie. They maybe don't recognize Big Barbecue in America. They're yeah. like, no. That's not a barbecue. This is a barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. They don't get it. They have their own idea, though, and we have our own idea. And maybe one day we'll meet them in the middle. I guess that's surf and turf. Isn't surf and turf what us meeting them in the middle? Got your shrimp?
Heaven, yeah.
And your meat.
Served by a koala bear.
Yeah. Surf and tiff. So Captain Lee says he sees Rachel having all the talent in the world, and he just doesn't want to see her squander it. And it reminds him of his son who died recently. So he calls Francesca in to have a glass of wine with him and to talk about Rachel and how she reminds him of his son and how he passed away, which I was like, that's so sad that you like see that in.
Right.
Rachel of like this person is so much like I don't know what his son was up to. He just says that he found him having overdosed on opioids, and he says the worst day of his life, and if he had just gone over to his place earlier, things could have been different. But like, what
you
was,
never know though. What a thing to live with though, right?
Yeah. Like I'm curious what his son was like, the talent that he squandered. I don't know. Also feels like too fresh for him to almost like be on this show. Like it just happened
right.
last
we talk
year.
About it?
Like,
yeah.
And I'm also surprised. I was curious if they were going to address it with him.
Right. I mean, I think they kind of have to because it's like such a thing. But I'm curious if it was something they pressured him into doing or if he was like, I want to have a moment
to reflect.
You know what I mean? Or maybe it came up naturally that he just was like, this person has joie de vivre, just like my son did.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was that as opposed to like talent, you know?
It's an interesting choice to talk to Francesca about it, though.
That's what I thought too. I was like, man, he's really mad Kat's not here. Cause this is, I feel like he would have really preferred to have had that. Not Kat, but Kate.
Kate, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, I feel like that moment with Kate would have been like a very different moment than with Francesca.
Right.
Who seemed sort of like, oh God.
Like, yeah, like I didn't know.
Terrible.
You're like,
I want to be professional, but I also want to be caring, but this is also awkward.
Yeah. Well. He also got a big tattoo of his son, which I thought was, he doesn't seem like he had any tattoos, and he did get a memorial tat of his son on his chest, which I thought was, for someone who I didn't think had tattoos, it's like a very
deep dive into the tattoo world.
Right. It's a memorial, but I guess I've never just like come across anyone who's done that, but I found it very interesting because it was very well done tattoo, I must say.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, well, just go on his Instagram because he posted a photo of himself shirtless getting the vaccine. But I'm pretty sure he's also posted photos of the tattoo. But I was like, that's I can't imagine my own father like getting a tattoo of me. Like he fucking loved that boy to get a tattoo of. I mean, of course it was his son, but still, like that's a.
Oh wow! Yeah, it is.
It's
also. I mean, not surprisingly, because it's his son, looks a lot like him. So it kind of looks like he has a picture of himself tattooed.
A young Captain Lee. I wonder if people did call him that. Like, he's a young Captain Lee.
Oh, shit. It says, where's Josh? That's a random statement to have underneath.
It must mean something that we don't know.
I don't know. Intense. It is a good tattoo, though.
Yeah. Fascinating. Curious. I think I'm going to buy his book and read it. I'm curious.
I've been thinking about doing that too. I've had it in my queue for a while. I haven't read it yet.
I wonder if he does. Actually, I would like to do like an Audible or whatever of what is it called?
Oh man.
Where he read it.
Audiobook. Yes.
I would actually be curious to hear an audiobook of his. All right. It is again the next day. I said earlier the day before this was the new charter day, but I guess today is actually new charter day. We learn a few quick hits. Izzy is constipated from her meds. Rachel is farting it up in the galley. And Ash is starting to feel sick. Her stomach doesn't feel well.
Bom, bom, bom.
And I guess Rachel's stomach doesn't feel well either.
Hence the farts.
Hence the farts, yep. And so the new guests are arriving. The little Yorkie Gigi is adorable. She's so tiny.
Super cute. Super tiny. The little tiny patch of grass is adorable. The whole thing is adorable.
It's so, just like Gigi just goes to the grass patch and just like pee-pees. Wish my dog did that.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, oh, that's a great trained dog where they're just like, okay, I'm not, it's cool. Because some dogs, like, if they're not even, they don't like the feel of fake grass. Or if they can't smell it, or you know what I mean? I don't know.
I am curious how they train dogs to do that, because I don't, like, I've never had to train my dog to pee on a little patch like that, but I've had friends who've struggled with it.
I wonder if it's easier if the dog is smaller.
I mean, possibly.
I don't know. I don't know enough about dogs to like presume that, like, just because they're smaller, they're like, hey, I'll do it wherever. I'm just fine. I gotta get in and
anywhere,
out. Like,
anywhere and everywhere.
This world is huge. This is tiny. Put me down. I'm gonna shit and then pick me up. Pick me up! Like, that's what I think about when I just...
Pick me up! I'm so tiny! Don't you know someone will step on me?
This is fucked, guys. This is fucked.
I can't imagine 4 pounds. 4 pounds.
4 pounds.
You could get kicked by accident. That's horrible.
Oh my God. You could get sneezed by another dog. That's super scary. But yeah, 4 pounds.
My dog is 13 pounds. And I'm always worried he's going to get stepped on.
God.
13 pounds.
But just imagine a whole human baby, just a few mere more pounds than that Yorkie.
I know. Wow.
Still shouldn't be on a boat. But the Yorkie I'm okay with.
I am really scared of dogs on a boat, because especially a dog that tiny on a boat, it would make me very nervous.
Wasn't it, what season was it when somebody brought a dog and they had the dog staying like at a shore shelter, but then they would like tender the dog back and forth?
I think that was season 5 of Med, because the Wellington didn't allow pets. So they had to like,
that's right.
The dog had a dog sitter.
Yeah. Imagine taking your dog on vacation and then the dog had to go to a dog sitting, like a dog hotel.
That's rich people shit.
That's some serious rich people shit.
Because it's also very hard to get your pets through customs. So, like, you have to pay money to get your pets around like that. Like, that's real rich people shit.
I feel like that's straight up, like, we're flying private. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, the manifest includes an animal.
Well, do you remember, like, Johnny Depp and I think Amber Heard at the time got in a lot of trouble for taking their dogs to Australia or something like that?
There was
some story
that.
Where they got in a lot of trouble for like trying to like squeeze past customs doing something, and that was an issue. So that's how ever since I've known like it's really hard.
Just and also just like the entitlement of like, oh, you can't put your dog in a kennel, but like everyone else should, but you shouldn't.
Well, it's their emotional support. 4 pound Yorkie. So yeah, the guests arrive, and one of the guests is really into Ash. And I think at one point he says he'd like to put his poison in her, which I was like, I'm sorry?
That's like the first thing we hear him say. I was like, wow, what an opener. Did you want who what now? And he said that to his parents?
Or I don't know. I think he's like the friend of the son. He's like a weird rando friend who also came along.
But
he's
still to your friend's parents?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking weird. I was like, yo, whoa, 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 watch the language.
That's gross, sir. That's gross.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
A little violent.
Yeah. Poison anything. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Come on.
You want to put it in her, motherfucker?
You're pretty much, you're telling me your dick is trash.
Yeah. I don't fuck with that guy. He's very also Texan, like how he talks. He's like, yeah, he's got the southern accent. Just
I love ranch dressing and root beer.
He's like, you like
see
my funny
cool hat?
Yeah. Got me a funny hat. Got me a root beer. Right at a party. Yeah. So, but like now Ash is starting to really struggle because her stomach doesn't feel well. And Rachel says she as well doesn't feel well. And she says she has bubble guts, which I thought was funny. Bubble guts.
Yeah. Did she say toots at one point too?
Yeah, she can't stop tooting. She's just like farting up everywhere she goes.
Which is also like hilarious. Like the chef is just like running back and forth, like taking shits and then just like coming back and being like, cool, let me remember to put my gloves on. Like,
let me remember to wash my hands.
That's how coronavirus started. Actually, it was just Rachel. And also hilarious that Rachel's not putting any connections at all to like the literal 24-hour binge drinking fest. like the 300 like espresso martinis that she may or may not have drank might not have anything to do with the shits or the bubble guts, right? That's not a hangover, is it?
Ugh, that makes sense. I've had some terrible bubble guts after drinking.
Yeah, it's hangover.
Yeah.
That's the whole time I was like, oh, Rachel, do you know what this is called?
A hangover.
It's called a hangover.
Yeah.
You just don't have a headache. You have a stomach ache.
Yeah. Fuck. All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back to finish off this episode. And we're back. All right. So James says that Rob is his boy because he doesn't take the job too seriously and has really good banter. And I'm like, well, he's very similar to you, except for he's not emotionally manipulating any women around him.
Right. Because he doesn't know how to put a sentence together deep enough to actually manipulate anybody.
I know.
He can't even manipulate a hello correctly out of a woman, which is just sad. Like, I want James to give him give Rob just a few little pointers. Just maybe if Rob just pretended that every woman was James, he'd have a better banter.
Yeah, I agree.
And meanwhile, James is like, it sounds like I'm falling in love with him or whatever. Yeah,
I know. Well, that's the thing. The way Rob talks about James, it's like a weird love story between them.
It's so great. It's so good.
Or James is like, or Rob is like, I just hope Rob or James looks at me today.
Yeah, I just want him, I just want to see how I can help him.
And then
you
know? I like, Rob is like, it sounds like, or no, James is like, it sounds like I'm in love with him. And I'm like, well,
yeah, exactly.
You should be because
you.
Sounds like you can make your relationship with him work better than your relationship with Elizabeth at this point.
Yes. There's much more potential, I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
I do like while Rachel's working on dinner that she goes, I'm just trying to focus on this dinner and trying to focus on not sharding myself. Which I thought was like...
Which, if you've ever felt like you were going to shart, is a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, that's you do have to have one part of your brain fully focused on your asshole while you're doing something else. Because if you stop paying attention even 1 second, man, shart city.
You got to clench, man. You just got to keep it moving.
Got to keep it tight. Keep it right.
Yeah. So that was interesting. They brought out like appetizers and called them canapés. And the guests had no idea what canapés were. I'm like, aren't you guys rich?
I think that maybe there's like a nomenclature difference because I've heard of the word canapés. And my understanding of canapé is canapé always has some sort of like a, there's a layer. So it's like, it could be a sliced cucumber. It could be a bread. It could be a cracker. It could be a bruschetta, right? And then there's something on top of it.
Right.
Like there needs to be like a phyllo shell filled with like something. But she seemed to have onion rings and something else, which I would refer to as appetizers.
Right, right.
Or, and much too big for an amuse-bouche. So I don't know. I'm like, I want to do some Googling on canapés to see if I maybe misunderstood fine dining service.
Interesting. It must be like just, like maybe Australians call it one thing and then.
Yeah. I was like, that's wrong. Or is this another thing where like Bugsy had never heard of huevos rancheros?
Huevos rancheros.
Huevos rancheros.
Yeah. So, wow, that was interesting. But they love the dinner Rachel made them and they're talking about a twat tournament, which is the women's angler tournament. And Captain Lee's like, thanks for clarifying, because I have no idea how you guys are talking about twats.
He's like, I thought it was a conversation I was going to be interested in having.
He's like, no, thanks. Checking out.
Oh, twat. I don't fish.
Twat. I don't even, is that angler? Is that a fish? I don't even know.
Yeah, angling means fish. Yeah, it's a fishing competition. Okay, so I've just Googled canapé.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't want to put our friend on blast, but I'm going to put her on blast. According to the internet, it says a canapé is a type of hors d'oeuvre, a small prepared and often decorative food consisting of a small piece of bread, puff pastry, or cracker wrapped around or topped with some sort of savory food, held together in the fingers and often eaten in one bite. So, yeah, man, Francesca's out of her goddamn mind. I don't know what she's talking about. She's wrong.
She's Australian, man. I don't know. Yeah, well, Francesca also, like, just keeps nitpicking Elizabeth about everything. It's getting annoying now. Like, she'd be like, oh, you didn't check the laundry? Oh, you didn't do this? Well, you clearly didn't do it right. Like, it's just, like, just fucking back off.
That whole laundry conversation was infuriating.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, why are you asking her about the laundry if she's telling you that she hasn't switched anything over? She's supposed to fucking sit there and, like, wrap her fingers and wait for it to, like, buzz and switch it over? I don't understand. I really don't understand.
It's a mess.
What her obsession with that shit is.
Yeah. And Elizabeth's upset that James hasn't been talking to her all day. And she says, frustrating and weird. And she doesn't want to play any games. But then, like, as soon as the guests go to bed and after dinner, James and Elizabeth, like, talk. And he says that he likes her and he wants it to carry on. But she didn't have his back to Rachel. And he has all this emotional baggage. And he's seen this item in the baggage before. He doesn't know what to do with it. And he wants to pull back as a defense mechanism. This defense mechanism is a thing he doesn't want to change currently. He's on a rush to change. So I was like, okay, so he seems like fully cognizant of his situation. Like, he's into psychology. Yeah. We get it. But like,
exactly.
I mean, like, what am I supposed to do with this info? It's like, okay, and why don't you relay this to Elizabeth?
Yeah. And it's also really weird to say, like, I'm not willing to work on this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not willing to share this with the person who needs to hear it. I'm also not willing to work on it. Okay. Which to me sounds like a fancy psychology way of being like, I'm just not that into her, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why don't you just, if she's not worthy of like hearing this, then you shouldn't be fucking with her.
Period. Which I also, and I know this was last episode, but like, whose sheets were they hanging? If he was underneath sheets, like those were fucking Izzy sheets that got sprayed with cum.
Yeah, I don't know. Was confusing because it went.
I'm still disturbed by that whole scenario.
It went from like you could see them to like a full on like blanket over them. I didn't get it.
Yeah, like a fuck curtain. It's called a fuck curtain. Fuck Anna. Curtain. That's what you're hang.
They hung a fuck curtain
when you're trying to put in your long stroke and you don't want to be restricted by a blanket over your ass. Where valid. He's like, oh, I want to do the dip and whip, and I can't do that if you can't see me. You know,
very
what I mean?
Valid.
So,
yeah.
So gross.
So,
but yeah, man, like be a grown up.
Tell
this girl you're not into her.
It sucks, dude. It really sucks.
Or tell her, I'm into fucking you while we're here, but I really have zero desire beyond that. And you're already mentioning marriage and you've already hurt my feelings. So like, I just want you to know that I'm not into continuing this outside of the boat.
Yeah.
Do you want to suck my dick still?
Are you trying to S my D even though I'm shading you?
Big time.
But the worst part is Elizabeth is now struggling with a UTI. Which is like, damn, it's not even worth it. This fool gave you a UTI.
It's not even worth it. Which also, like, girl, do you know how musty those things must have been? Mm-mm. Like, you've been working all day. You musty. He's musty. Like, it does not take long to take a washcloth to your parts. If it's one thing that I can say, everybody get some wet wipes, man. Clean your parts before you fuck. Yeah. It is not worth a UTI.
And then go pee afterward.
Yeah.
Just go pee.
So easy. Just go pee.
Save yourself the struggle.
Clean up. You know what I mean? Hop in, get a wet washcloth. Like these things are avoidable. Avoidable.
Yeah.
Ugh. But still, again, I feel for her because it is a painful situation. Anybody who's ever had one knows.
Yeah.
So now we got two UTIs.
We got two UTIs. God, everyone's just getting UTIs left and right. But Izzy's not boning. So hers is just, I think,
comes from her kidney infection.
Yeah, I think that's the kidney thing. But
that's all connected.
Yeah, so like Elizabeth's struggling to sleep that night, so she sends a text to Francesca about it in the morning being like, I'm a little worried about tomorrow, but obviously Francesca's asleep. And it's the next day, and Francesca wakes up annoyed that Elizabeth isn't feeling well. And
which is cunty.
Yeah, she's like, well, Ash and Rachel work through it, and Elizabeth isn't, so she's taking advantage of the situation. And it's like, isn't she going to work through it? Like, sounds like she is. She's just asking to see a doctor to get antibiotics.
Yeah. And she's letting you know she's not well, which is also what she's supposed to do, right? Is she not supposed to say anything about it?
Like, I don't think she's taking advantage. I think she's just telling you, my fucking pussy burns. Okay.
Right. And also her pussy burns and Ashling's tum-tum hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's two different degrees of what you're feeling. You know
especially
what I mean?
Especially if you can't sleep all night because of it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Izzy fucking just killing it.
Izzy doesn't matter. Izzy is a fucking beast. Yeah, so Francesca gets approval from Captain Lee to get a doctor to come out and check on Rachel, Ash, and Elizabeth and anyone else who isn't feeling well. And James is upsetting Elizabeth in the crew mess by ignoring her. And he's like looking at Rob's Instagram and being like, whoa, you don't follow enough like hot girls. He's like, I only follow birds and stuff like that. And Rachel's like right there and he's like ignoring her presence and she gets really upset and walks out. And James is like, I didn't even notice her. How am I in the doghouse already? And Ash and Izzy are like, well, you fucked up, so you deserve to be there, which I thought it was nice of them to stand up for why.
I think so too. And also just to like tell him like, hey, guy, no. Yeah. This you did fuck her. Because that was kind of fucked up. Like that's just rude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know you've been treating her kind of shitty. You know she's confused. You know what kind of person she is. Yeah. And then you're just going to be talking shit. Like,
be like, I only follow hot women. That's why I'm on Instagram. Like, it's just like a whole lot of things. And you're not even acknowledging her presence.
But again, it's like, that's like just super 101 fucking dick moves, right? Where it's like, now I'm going to like be the ultimate asshole so you don't like me anymore, because that's easier to be an asshole and deny I'm being an asshole than to actually tell you my real feelings.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of episode, season 8, episode 12. Nick isn't here to do boat facts, so I guess I'll do a boat facts with Anna Tease myself. I looked up Texas Women's Anglers Tournament, also known as TWAT, which is a women's only family-run fishing tournament held every summer in Port Aransas, Texas. It was founded in the 1980s with the mission to raise funds for the Women's Shelter of South Texas, now named the Purple Door. In 1889, 18 boats registered for the tournament with over 50 women anglers. Today, an average of 70 boats and over 400 women anglers gather in Port Aransas to fish the tournament and raise money for the Purple Door. What's an angler? Yeah, let's look up what an angler is. Angler fish?
I think it just, an angler just means you're like a fisherwoman. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, cool.
An angler is just another word for just piecing fishes. And I think it means that you use a rod and a line as opposed to like a net or like a trap. And it usually refers to someone who's standing in a boat or ashore, I think.
Oh, yeah. Person who fishes with a rod and a line. Okay. Hell yeah. There we go.
My dad was an angler.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Fisherman, it says angling is a method of fishing by means of an angle. The hook is usually attached to a fishing line and the line is often attached to a fishing rod. Very simple. Yeah. Modern fishing rods are usually fitted with a fishing reel that functions as a mechanism for storing, retrieving, and paying out the line. Well, there you go. Boat facts with Anna Tease for this episode while Nick is gone. Thanks so much for listening. Lydia, where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me on the internet at Hater Tuesday for Instagram and Twitter. LydiaPopovich.com is my website. Not a whole lot going on there. So just find me on social media somewhere. You know what I mean? That'll work. I like that. Hell and if you see me in real life, don't talk to me.
Don't talk. Please don't talk to her, Lydia. Yeah. Thank you again for coming to do the show.
Hey, man, I love talking about this show. So like I said, if I don't talk to you about it, it's just me pacing around my room and putting shit on Twitter. So I love it. This is a great time for me.
I feel that. I mean, we learned last minute, literally right before we were going to start, that Nick couldn't make it. So we really had to swing it and make this happen on our own. So I appreciate you being my partner in crime today.
Happy to help.
Thank you. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it. And I'm at Anna Hosey and Nick is at Nick's Turners. And we're all going to hop, just me and Lydia are going to hop into this tiny little boat and get on out of here. Boo-boo-boo!
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.